Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Hello, darlings. I hope that you're all ready to jump in today's episode. Last week, we went and visited the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft. This week, let's discuss the man who put it together, Ray Buckland. Now, the first question is, who is Ray Buckland? For anybody who is outside of our spiritual life, or just doesn't know much about witchcraft in general, Ray Buckland is actually considered the father of American witchcraft, or modern American witchcraft, or modern American Wicca. Buckland, over the course of his life, authored over 50 books on witchcraft, including a book on the Book of African Divination. Here is the Occult, Alchemy, Witchcraft, Ancient and Modern, Gypsy Fortune Telling and Secrets, Complete Book of Witchcraft. That book is the one he is most well known for. And then there are a plethora of others. Like I said, Buckland actually wrote over 50 books. I think it was 55 books in his lifetime on witchcraft. But who was Buckland? Ray Buckland was born Raymond Buckland on August 31st, 1934 in London, and he is of Romani descent on his father's side. He became interested in witchcraft and spiritualism around the age of 12. When his uncle, who was said to be very gifted in the art of divination techniques, gave young Ray a book on spiritualism when he was 12 years old. From there, Ray devoured that and any other book he could get his hands on witchcraft and spiritualism. The two books that he was able to go after the most were by Margaret Murray and his future mentor, Gerald Gardner. Gerald Gardner created what we know as Gardnerian Wicca. Gardnerian Wicca, just a brief synopsis, is a coven-based structured form of witchcraft. And in order to participate or be a member of Gardnerian Wicca, you have to be inducted in by a high priest and a high priestess. And that process takes a couple years. For Ray Buckland, though, he actually attended King's College in Cambridge, where he received a PhD in anthropology. And then from 1957 until 1959, he was a member of the Royal Air Force. In 1964, Buckland became friends with his mentor, Gerald Gardner. In fact, Buckland and his first wife ended up being inducted into Gardnerian Wicca in 1964, and they were the first people to open an coven in America. During this time, Buckland actually chose the name Robat as the high priest of the first coven in the United States. This was around the same time that Ray started working to open his American version of the Museum of Witchcraft. It was modeled after Gerald Gardner's Museum of Witchcraft on the Isle of Man. And then around 1970, Ray began divorcing his first wife. During that same time, he realized he was having some issues with some of the elements within Gardnerian Wicca. And the biggest issue he had was the fact that you had to be initiated by a high priest and a high priestess into an established coven that took years. I think it was a 3-year process. And then if you wanted to establish your own coven, it was years in addition to that. In 1974, Buckland puts out a book called The Tree, The Complete Book of Saxon Witchcraft. This goes over his philosophy into what's now known as Saxon Wicca, which was the subsect that Ray is known for. Saxwixa is an Anglo-Saxon paganism base, and this portion of Wicca honors two principal deities, Woden, the horned god, and then you have Freya, the mother goddess. And Saxwixa does not utilize secrecy or a secret oath, and it does not require entry into an existing coven in order to be able to be a practitioner. The final. Sorry, I'm losing my words this morning. Finally, with Saxwixa, it is possible to be a self-practitioner, to self-initiate, and to be a solitary practitioner, which is not available if you are in Gardnerian Wicca. Over the course of his life, Buckland wrote approximately 50 books, from pieces on Romani spirituality and divination practices, all the way up to the definitive book on modern witchcraft, which the Buckland Museum lovingly calls Big Blue. It is a large blue book, and it says the complete book of witchcraft. It is pretty much considered a starter's guide for almost any American witch, and I think it's gained some notoriety internationally. But I mean, like, I wrote 55 books. And finally, Ray Buckland reopened his witchcraft museum in 2017 at its current location in Ohio. Again, we visited that last week, or you visited that with me last week. And unfortunately, Buckland did pass in Ohio in September of 2007, shortly after opening his museum. That's the brief synopsis of Ray Buckland. Obviously, there is a plethora of additional information out there, and I strongly encourage you, if you're interested, go ahead and do your own research. I'm not the end-all be-all definitive mouthpiece for any of this information. I encourage you, if you find a subject fascinating, go ahead, do the additional research. Put it in your book of shadows, add to that. The reason I did want to talk about Buckland is something that was said to me while I was at the museum. And the fact is there are people that consider Ray Buckland controversial. The reason that Buckland is considered a controversial person is because there are many people who feel that Buckland still advocated for a coven-based practitioner for those who were interested in starting down the Wiccan paths and to solely do it in a coven. Buckland didn't see any other way. Personally, I find this to not be true, especially because when you look over what Saxwicca is, it's actually very supportive of a solitary practitioner. In addition, in the complete book of witchcraft and the solitary path, or the solitary witch, the path of solitary witchcraft. Goodness gracious, I need coffee. They actually advocate for the solitary practitioner. There is information on how coven rituals can and should be done, or what it would look like if you were in a coven setting, but most of the information is actually presented for somebody who's a solitary practitioner to be able to do what they need to do and kind of gain their own footing. But he does offer the option to look at it and within a coven scenario. Listen, when I began my witchcraft journey, I was 13 years old. This was, according to my children, when dinosaurs ruled the earth. I would go to the big chain bookstores, the Barnes and Nobles and the Borders books, bookstores that are barely around anymore. I would always go to the New Age section, and there wasn't much in that section. I think it was like a single shelf at that time. And there were, I mean, a couple authors, but the bulk of the books that I always found were either from Scott Cunningham or from Ray Buckland. Because of Buckland's books, I got a head start on my witchcraft journey. And while I don't practice the practices as Buckland did, or according to his books anymore, I'm not Wiccan, I am a witch. I truly and honestly feel like Buckland's books, for those who are starting on their journey, are a great, great guide to wrap your head around the information that's available and to get you at least started. And then once you get your what you want down, you can move forward. But I don't find Buckland controversial at all. I actually found him very helpful when I was a teenager, reading his books and being able to learn from what he had written on the start of my witchcraft journey. I do encourage actually most people to probably read most of his books if you're just starting on this spiritual journey, or if you want to get to know anything about witchcraft. Buckland is a great source of absolute knowledge. I actually, up until our move last year, I actually still had a couple Buckland books on my shelves. I actually had, and I know this isn't politically correct to say anymore, but I had the book of Gypsy Fortune-Telling Secrets, which was absolutely fascinating to read. And at one point in time, 900 years ago, I had Gypsy's Love Spells, and yeah, the book of Gypsy Love Spells, I think. And again, I know the word gypsy is no longer politically correct. My apologies. Well, that's it for this week. We are actually going to be continuing on the talking points of controversial figures this month of March. Next week, we are actually going to talk about the single person who is A, the most controversial, B, his name is most recognized, and C, well, I have my personal opinion of him after doing my research, but you won't know that until you come back next week. Until then, just a reminder, guys, if you find any of the information that I provide fascinating and you want to learn more, I strongly, strongly encourage you to do additional research and grow as much knowledge as you can. That's really the best way to craft yourself a bewitching lifestyle. Until next week, I will talk to you then. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.